We are currently in the midst of National Pollinator Week.
Pollinator Week was named to observe the effect of pollinators on our food crops. And the pollinators are important in reproduction of many of our plants and most of our food crops. About 70% of the food we eat is dependent upon pollinators.
That's Janet Grabowski, manager of the Florida NRCS Brooksville Plant Materials Center, who says that given the current state of the honeybee population due to colony collapse disorder, this week is all that more important as we focus on native pollinators.
Nowadays, we can't depend upon European honeybees to do all of our pollination services as we have in the past. So they're trying to promote native pollinators more, which bees are the most important. And they're primarily solitary, so they don't nest in hives. So you have to have the habitat available for them to be able to pollinate the crops.
As she explains, the efforts NRCS is currently engaged in and doing just that.
NRCS is working with landowners to establish habitat for pollinators through several of our conservation programs.
Grabowski says the most important thing for producers to remember regarding native pollinators is the need for proper habitat.
Well, it's a recognition of you know, trying to have the proper habitat. In order to do that, for most of these native pollinators, you have to have the plants that they need. It's a whole habitat cycle. So if they don't have the plants, many of them need like open ground in order to nest. So trying to promote these things on cropland and where we're producing our crops is what NRCS is working towards.
For more information regarding Native Pollinators and Pollinator Week, log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.